Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf is criticizing recent attacks on Christian and Western interests. He said today that those responsible will be brought to justice. In a speech marking the 55th anniversary of Pakistan's independence, Musharraf also promised free and fair parliamentary elections scheduled for October. NPR's Michael Sullivan has more from New Delhi.
In the past 10 days, suspected Islamic militants have carried out a series of attacks on Christian targets in Pakistan, which have left nearly a dozen people dead. In the past several months, there have been attacks against other targets as well. In May, 11 French workers were killed in a suicide bombing in Karachi. Shortly afterward came the car bomb attack on the U.S. consulate in Karachi, which killed 12 Pakistanis. Musharraf, who has angered many religious and militant groups by supporting the U.S. in its war against the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, may now be a target of the militants as well. His anniversary speech today was held under tight security at the convention center in Islamabad, where the general, in civilian clothes, condemned the most recent attacks.
An insignificant minority has held the entire nation hostage to their misconceived views of Islam and fanatical acts of terrorism. The recent attacks, specially directed at the places of worship of our Christian brothers and sisters, are the most shameful and despicable examples of terrorism.
Yesterday, in the run-up to the speech, Pakistani police arrested nearly 20 suspected militants in several raids in Punjab province. The men are believed to be members of the banned militant groups Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Jhangvi. Both groups are believed to have been involved in last week's attacks. President Musharraf.
Brothers and sisters, we all have to put in a joint effort to root out those who are maligning our religion and tarnishing the image of Pakistan while imagining themselves to be ultra-Islamist. This government is doing its utmost to meet this menace frontally.
The U.S. government last week closed its Karachi consulate indefinitely, and this week said the U.S. Cultural Center in the capital Islamabad would be closed indefinitely as well. Citing the attacks against Christian targets and the recent sentencing of four men for the murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, the State Department this week issued a new, more strongly worded advisory urging U.S. citizens to defer travel to Pakistan. Those already in the country, the statement said, should consider leaving. Musharraf's stinging condemnation of Islamic militants today will be well received in Western capitals. His dismissal of upcoming elections in Indian-controlled Kashmir won't. The international community is hoping the elections scheduled to begin in September will be free, fair, and transparent, and help pave the way for peace in the disputed region. India and Pakistan have fought three wars since independence, two of them over Kashmir, and appear to be on the brink of another this summer after India demanded Pakistan end what India calls cross-border terrorism. The 12-year-old separatist insurgency in Indian-controlled Kashmir has claimed more than 30,000 lives. President Musharraf today predicted that the upcoming elections will be no different than previous efforts.
The government of India has organized such farcical elections in the past as well. These so-called elections have invariably been rigged and have always been boycotted by the Kashmiri people.
And would, he said, be boycotted this time around as well. Musharraf promised, however, that Pakistan's parliamentary elections in October would be free and fair despite opposition fears to the contrary. In April, Musharraf extended his own rule in a referendum widely viewed as rigged. But come October, Musharraf said today, Pakistan will usher in an era of true democracy. Making good on that pledge and reining in the militants will go a long way toward improving Musharraf's credibility both at home and abroad.